The Grass Seed by Claudia Davila. Sometimes I think we've got it all figured out, what life is about, where it begins, where we end up. We can analyze details in our world and also see the big picture. We've gathered knowledge. But maybe we humans know only measurable things. Have scientists discovered the essence of life? Can scholars learn the unknowable? Do rulers own our hearts and spirits? We find ourselves trying to understand the human condition, struggling with the purpose of existence. We try to make sense of senselessness. I'm afraid there's been a terrible accident. Universal knowledge may elude us for eternity. What is an eternity? A grass seed tossed in a windstorm, blowing for as long as the earth spins? Can we learn the truths of the universe by dissecting the seed? What if we just release it and allow the wind to play? Maybe all that we know only comes from our five senses, observed and interpreted, forming experience that we hold in our minds, but that would mean our truth is elemental. Our bodies and senses, formed by earth, water, fire, and air, existing in space, formed by the five elements of life, this is how we sense our bodies. From the element of earth, our bones and minerals, our weighty flesh. From air comes thought, flow, the constant movements in our bodies, be they quick or calm. The view from space, that in which everything is suspended. We exist in space. Water, our liquid cells and fluids that share the salinity of the oceans. We are made from fire, the force of transformation and destruction in our minds and in our guts. And to fuel all of existence, all of the elements of life, is energy, prana, that which distinguishes a living body asleep from a corpse in final slumber. Forever. Energy that orbits the protons around the nucleus, the moon around the globe, the planet around the sun, our solar system through the Milky Way, the elements of life, of the periodic table, of the cosmos, where even in the great universal space they are repeated as the fires of countless suns, the earth of their planets, the air of their atmospheres, the water of their seas. So I come to think that intellectual knowledge, measurable, arguable, judgeable, sits on this make-believe pedestal that we've constructed for ourselves. Our beliefs are just our interpretations of what we see, but how far can our carnal senses take us? We could put away our instruments and try to know the grass seed by being the grass seed. Know the cool, vast, ancient universe by being the universe. Men of science, by being the seed, you might discover that you cannot change its essence. Scholars, by knowing the breath, you may abandon the desire to categorize experience. Kings, by breathing the cosmos, perhaps you wouldn't need to rule the world. I find a peace knowing that in death is life. And meanwhile, the prana continues to breathe us like wind instruments, energy giving life to our little world. This is our existence, without understanding, without permission, without our control.